Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to explore the fascinating relationship between sleep and memory consolidation. This is a topic that has garnered a great deal of attention in cognitive neuroscience over the past 2 decades, and for good reason. Sleep, as it turns out, is not merely a passive state of rest, but an active period during which our brains process and strengthen newly acquired information. Let's start with some basics. Memory consolidation refers to the process by which temporary, fragile memories are transformed into more stable, long-term representations. This process doesn't happen all at once, it unfolds over time, and sleep plays a critical role. Research has shown that different stages of sleep contribute to different types of memory. One of the most well-established findings is the importance of deep sleep, also known as slow-wave sleep, for consolidating declarative memories. Declarative memories are those we can consciously recall, such as facts and events. During deep sleep, the brain replays patterns of neural activity that occurred during learning, essentially rehearsing the information. This replay strengthens the connections between neurons, making the memories more resistant to forgetting. For example, in a classic study, participants learned a list of word pairs and then either slept or stayed awake. Those who slept, particularly those who obtained more deep sleep, showed significantly better recall the next day. This effect has been replicated many times, confirming that deep sleep is crucial for this type of memory. Now, let's contrast that with procedural memory. Procedural memory involves skills and habits, like riding a bicycle or playing a musical instrument. Interestingly, procedural memories seem to benefit more from rapid eye movement, or REM, sleep. During REM sleep, the brain is highly active, and it's thought that this activity helps to integrate and refine motor skills. So, if you're learning a new sport or a dance routine, getting enough REM sleep might be just as important as the practice itself. But it's not just about the type of memory. The emotional content of memories also matters. Emotional memories, particularly those with a negative valence, are often better remembered than neutral ones. Sleep, especially REM sleep, appears to selectively enhance these emotional memories. One theory is that during REM sleep, the brain processes the emotional components of an experience, stripping away some of the visceral intensity while preserving the informational core. This might explain why, after a good night's sleep, a distressing event can feel less overwhelming, yet the details remain clear. However, this enhancement of emotional memories can be a double-edged sword. In conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, the normal processing of emotional memories during sleep may be disrupted, leading to persistent, intrusive recollections. Some researchers are investigating whether manipulating sleep could help treat such conditions. Of course, the flip side of all this is sleep deprivation. When we don't get enough sleep, memory consolidation suffers. Even a single night of poor sleep can impair the consolidation of new information. Chronic sleep deprivation, which is increasingly common in our 24/7 society, has been linked to a range of cognitive deficits, including problems with attention, decision-making, and memory. Students, in particular, should take note. Pulling an all-nighter before an exam might seem like a good idea, but it's likely to backfire. The information you crammed won't be properly consolidated, and your ability to recall it during the test will be compromised. This brings us to an important practical consideration. How can we use this knowledge to improve our learning? The key is to align your study schedule with your sleep patterns. Research suggests that studying in the evening, followed by a full night's sleep, leads to better retention than studying in the morning and then going about your day. The sleep that follows learning is crucial for consolidation. So, if you have an important exam or presentation, try to review the material before bed. Now, I want to touch on some research limitations. While the evidence for sleep's role in memory consolidation is compelling, most studies have been conducted in controlled laboratory settings. Participants often sleep in unfamiliar environments, hooked up to electrodes, which might not reflect natural sleep. Additionally, many studies rely on relatively simple memory tasks, like word lists, which may not fully capture the complexity of real-world learning. There's also the question of individual differences. Age, genetics, and baseline sleep quality can all influence the results. So, while we can draw some general conclusions, we need to be cautious about overgeneralizing. Another limitation is the correlational nature of much of the research. We know that sleep and memory are associated, but establishing causality is tricky. Experimental studies that deprive people of sleep can show that memory is impaired, but these manipulations are often extreme and short-term. Long-term, ethical considerations prevent us from randomly assigning people to chronic sleep deprivation. So, we're left with a mix of experimental and observational evidence that, while strong, isn't perfect. In conclusion, sleep is a vital component of memory consolidation. Deep sleep strengthens declarative memories, REM sleep refines procedural skills and processes emotional content, and sleep deprivation undermines these processes. By understanding these mechanisms, we can make informed choices about our study habits and sleep routines. But we must also acknowledge the limitations of the current research and the need for further investigation, particularly in naturalistic settings. Thank you, and I'm happy to take questions now.